Now, today on the show, we're focusing on the menace that's plaguing the country, the menace of paper leaks. Time and time again, we find exams for recruitment to various government positions, be it in the police, teaching, clerical. These exams are cancelled because once again, the question paper has leaked out. There's a lot of politics over this issue with various parties attacking one another, but it's across political lines. We've seen it in states with different parties who are governing there in the last 5 years. There have been 41 cases of paper leaks from UP to Rajasthan to Odisha and Telangana as well. And this has impacted a huge 1.4 crore young people. Young people whose dreams have been crushed and years have been wasted. Now, the latest case is from Uttar Pradesh, where the government cancelled the police constable recruitment examination, which was conducted on February 17th and 18th, following allegations of a paper leak. The re-examination, the government has promised, will be conducted within the next 6 months, while the UP chief minister said in a post that those who play with the hard work of youth will not be spared under any circumstances. Here's a report.
Thousands of aspirants cheered as the government notified that there would be a re-examination for the UP police constable test.
Jis sir, maine 5 saal se taiyari kar rahi hu sir. Main taiyari kar rahi sir, maine bahut serious taiyari ki sir. Main ek middle class family se belong karti hu sir, main hi janti hu ki student ka kitna dard hota hai. Sir, main Naveen sir and Vivek sir ko bahut dhanyawad dena chahungi jinhone hum jaise gareeb logon ko insaaf dilaya.
बच्चों के हित में फैसला आया, ये बहुत अच्छा लगा. सरकार बच्चों के हित में सोच रही है, ये बहुत अच्छा लगा.
The recruitment test, now cancelled by the government, will be conducted again within 6 months.
पेपर लीक के खेल के साथ साथ किस से जांच करानी, ये भी खेल है. जांच कौन करेगा, ये भी खेल चल रहा है.
A special task force will be formed to investigate into the lapses that led to the paper leak. Around 47 lakh students appeared for the examination on 17th and 18th February. Around 6 lakh were from outside Uttar Pradesh. So many applicants for 60,000 jobs. In the notification, the government has also promised that for the re-exam, transport will be arranged for students.
Is pariksha ke sambandh mein दिनांक 23/12/23 को प्रकाशित विज्ञप्ति के क्रम में आवेदन करने वाले सभी पात्र अभ्यर्थियों को परीक्षा में सम्मिलित होने का अवसर पुनः प्रदान किया जाएगा.
पेपर लीक इज नॉट अ प्रॉब्लम ऑफ वन स्टेट बट इयर्स ऑफ प्रिपरेशन ऑफ लैक्स ऑफ स्टूडेंट इज वेस्टेड इन मध्य प्रदेश एंड राजस्थान एज वेल. व्हाइल री एग्जाम्स हैव बीन अनाउंस्ड, स्टूडेंट्स ऑल्सो होप दैट सच अ थिंग इज नॉट रिपीटेड. ब्यूरो रिपोर्ट, NDTV.
Well, to talk more about the frequent paper leaks and how students' dreams are in jeopardy and being crushed, we're now joined by Professor and Dr. Vikram Singh, former DGP of UP and also now Chancellor at Noida International University. Thank you, sir, for always, you know, being there to speak on these issues. Swarnim Chaturvedi, spokesperson Congress and General Secretary, Rajasthan Pradesh Congress Committee, will also be joined by Dr. Kaushal Kant Mishra, spokesperson of the BJP. And we're joined by Lakshya Pratap Singh, a civil servant aspirant and a student activist now. Thank you so much, Lakshya, for joining us. Vikram Singh, first to you. Now, we know that this is a massive problem. You know, we have the figures from across different states. Paper leaks have been taking place. It was an election issue in the recent Rajasthan elections. And now we have a paper leak in Uttar Pradesh as well. But how do we, you know, resolve this problem? How do we address this? There's a new public examination bill of 2024, which has proposed 10 years in jail, a fine of 1 crore as well, and alleged that these gangs will be punished. Do you think that's enough?
Gargi, it is easier said than done. Has there been a single conviction? Has any been sentenced for 10 years? They are the copying mafia and solvers mafia. These are mafias who are very well entrenched, and there seems to be some kind of a nexus between the powers that be and the examination mafia. It does not happen that somebody out of the blue comes and the papers are leaked. This was a massive examination, an administrative failure, and a human tragedy, both on one side of the other. Now, a student, apart from the monetary loss, the man hours lost, the tempo in which a student prepares for the examination, that total tempo, the drive and the enthusiasm goes for a toss. It is all well said that he or she will write the examination within 6 months. The transport charges will be reimbursed. But what about the mental equilibrium and the trauma that the student has to face in rewriting the examination? He or she will have to build up the same tempo. But yes, to your first question, these mafia have to be identified, and the nexus with the government officials, not the peons, not the home guards, not the tea vendors, not the water vendors, but the topmost people who were responsible to ensure the sanctity and the integrity of the examination. They failed the students. Their heads must roll also this time, because the nation and the state, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh, have suffered for too long. Now the time has come that the exemplary action, deterrent action needs to be taken at the topmost level, not at the lowest level, but at the topmost level. One has to be cruel to be kind, to give an example. And those 6 months, which the students will lose, I do hope that they're given age relaxation also, so that they do not suffer a loss because of the fact that the examinations are being rescheduled.
No, sir, absolutely. And, this is a proposed law, the one that will give 10 years in jail and 1 crore fine. We have had the recent case in Rajasthan in which they managed to, crack who the mafia was, and 4 people were arrested, government employees at that. We'll go, deeper into that in just a moment. But first, I want to hear from Lakshya. We want to hear your experience. Lakshya, aap apne experience ke baare mein bataiye. Aap ab ek student activist bhi hain. Aap civil exams ke liye bhi prepare kar rahe hain. To aapka kya experience raha hai jahan ye paper leak ka maamla hai?
Ma'am, sabse pehle to main mere Uttar Pradesh ke sabhi chhatron ko, saathiyon ko main बहुत बहुत बधाई देना चाहता हूँ कि उन्होंने लगातार संघर्ष किया, संघर्ष करके सरकार को अपनी मांग मनवाई, एग्जाम को कैंसिल कर और पुनः जो 6 महीने में बाद परीक्षा को कंडक्ट करवाया जाएगा सरकार में। लेकिन समस्या यहाँ आती है, मैं हमेशा कहता हूँ कि हम क्यों परीक्षा लीक होने के बाद की कार्रवाइयों पर बात करते हैं, हम इस बात पर क्यों नहीं बात करते कि परीक्षा लीक हुई वो सिस्टम का एक बड़ा फेलियर है, जैसे कि विक्रम सर कहते थे। और राजस्थान में भी हमने जब मैंने आरएस परीक्षा का जो आंदोलन था उसको लीड किया, हम लोगों की बातें भी सरकार ने मानी और सरकार ने कहा कि वो एक कैलेंडर जारी करेंगे परीक्षा का। तो हमारे यहाँ भी राजस्थान के अंदर अनियमितता बहुत ज्यादा रहती थी। आप देखेंगे कि पिछली सरकार के अंदर और उससे पिछली सरकार में, चाहे भाजपा की सरकार में या चाहे कांग्रेस की सरकार में, दोनों सरकारों के अंदर लगातार पेपर लीक हुए। और 2018 से पहले भाजपा की सरकार राजस्थान में थी तो लगातार कई पेपर लीक हुए, और उसके बाद में जब कांग्रेस सरकार आई 5 साल पिछले, तो उन्होंने उस रिकॉर्ड को तोड़ा और 5 पेपर ज्यादा ही लीक हुए उस पर पिछली सरकार से। तो जब प्रदेश की सरकार, कांग्रेस की जब राजस्थान में सरकार थी और रीट परीक्षा के जो छात्र थे उनको सड़क पर संघर्ष करना पड़ रहा था, इसी प्रकार जैसे आज उत्तर प्रदेश में युवा सड़क पर संघर्ष कर रहे थे, तो उस समय सरकार के कानों पर जूं तक नहीं रेंगी। और लगातार ये बातें सामने आने के बावजूद कि जो मंत्री हैं राजस्थान सरकार के, उनके परिवार के लोगों को एडवांटेज मिल रहा है ज्यादा आरएएस के इंटरव्यू में, और कई पटवारियों की परीक्षा लीक हुई, शिक्षक भर्ती की परीक्षाएं लीक हुई, तो कई परीक्षाएं लगातार लीक हुई। उसके बाद जब राजस्थान में कांग्रेस सरकार को युवाओं ने उखाड़ के फेंका और नई सरकार भाजपा की आती है, वो एसआईटी गठन करती है, वो कहती है कि आगे से हम लोग जो है इस बात का ध्यान रखेंगे कि पेपर लीक ना हो, तो पिछली सरकार के अंदर जब आप आरोप लगा करके उन पर आए सत्ता के अंदर, तो आपने क्या उस पर कार्रवाई की, क्या एक्शन लिए? वो केवल जो छोटी मछली और बड़ी मछली वाला कॉन्सेप्ट है वो क्यों हमारे को दिखाई देता है कि कुछ कटारा जैसे कुछ छोटी मछलियां जो है इनके जाल में फंस जाती है, लेकिन बड़े जो ब्यूरोक्रेट्स हैं या जो राजनेता उसके पीछे थे उन लोगों पर कोई कार्रवाई नहीं है, कोई बड़ा एक्शन नहीं लिया जाता। और ये केवल उत्तर प्रदेश राजस्थान की बात नहीं है, पूरे देश का युवा जो अपनी जवानी के सबसे पोटेंशियल वाले जो वर्ष होते हैं, जो अपने 20 से 25 साल की उम्र जो जहां पर वो सबसे ज्यादा कहीं कुछ कर सकता है, व्यापार में अपना समय लगा सकता है, कोई स्किल सीखने पर अपना समय लगा सकता है, वो परीक्षा की तैयारी करता है आरपीएससी जैसी, यूपीपीसीएस जैसी या यूपीएससी जैसी संस्थाओं पर भरोसा करते हैं, और फिर उन संस्थाओं में बैठे हुए ब्यूरोक्रेट्स या प्रदेश के और देश के शासन को चलाने वाले नेता जब ऐसे पेपर लीक प्रकरणों के अंदर शामिल होते हैं या उनके कहीं किसी का ड्राइवर लगा है, कहीं किसी के परिवार को लग रहा है, तो फिर
ऑल राइट
ना इंसाफ।
All right, so Lakshya, they're raising the point that it's the small fish that gets caught, the big fish managed to get away. I want to go across now to Dr. Kaushal Akant Mishra. And, you know, this has become a big political issue as well in the Rajasthan elections. We heard the Prime Minister, in fact, and the BJP hitting out at the Congress government in the state. The Prime Minister even said that they're in the business of, you know, leaking out these papers. But now you've had a similar case happen in Uttar Pradesh, where again, the paper leak has led to a cancellation of the exam, and now you have Samajwadi Party. Akhilesh Yadav is saying that this was done deliberately because you deliberately did not want to, you know, fill those positions. So this politics continues. But as Lakshya was saying, this is, you know, the most productive years of the young people's lives that are getting wasted.
It's unfortunate, and our government, and we are with the students, and that is why Chief Minister has taken immediate action and he cancelled the exam. And last episode, if you remember, a few months back in Uttar Pradesh, there was one more paper leak, and in which Chief Minister gave the order, and within 2 months, re-examination was done and appointment has been done. So it's about action. And Modi government and Yogi government is famous for acting on the largest fish available in the corruption market. We never target the small fish. So don't worry, our action. And it is a big political issue that Modi government is targeting the big leaders and big opposition leaders and politicians and big mafias. Yes, we are against the corruption, any type of corruption. It is the biggest corruption, because it corrupts the life of a student. It corrupts the future of country, because the students are future of the country. So our government is not taking it seriously, and action will be done because of election. Because of election, Yogi ji has said it is after 6 months, because during the time of election, the government will be in the suspended animation. So action cannot be taken. Otherwise, it will be the same thing which has happened in the past. Within 2 months, re-examination should be ordered. But don't worry, and our government is totally with the students, and action will be taken on the biggest possible fish, whatever is available, even on the crocodiles, all the action will be taken.
Right, and the center has also moved this new bill, public examination bill, which talks about 1 crore fine and 10 years in jail. Are you hopeful, once this becomes a law, that this is something that can help, hopefully, deal with this problem?
In my opinion, we have witnessed in the past that in the medical examination, there are multiple small examinations going on, and then finally the NEET proposal comes, and NEET is now universally done in all over the country. Single window examination and all the admission has been done. Probably some type of new suggestions will come. The committee will decide it by the expert, not by the politician, and whatever their recommendation, and bill probably take care of all the corruption in the education and in the examination. But what will be the system, how to evolve the system, how to prevent the corruption, how to prevent the paper leak, that is a very important issue on which policy making will be done in near future.
All right, Swarnim Chaturvedi, for the Congress Party, this was a huge political issue in Rajasthan during the elections that we just mentioned. And as Lakshya was also talking about, the number of paper leaks that happened under the Congress government in the state.
The one thing I want to tell you all, right, Lakshya should also know, we gave jobs to 1.5 lakh aspirants by conducting these exams. And if one exam, if paper leaked, we conducted it again. And now the aspirants of the REIT aspirants, they have already in the jobs. They have got the appointment letter. You should be knowing that. And we have always maintained that it is not a problem of Rajasthan. We said, and still maintain, that it is a national problem, because there is an interstate mafia which leaks the paper. And we urge center to take action. But what they did, BJP just politicized the issue for their electoral gains. They did nothing. And now what happened? It happened in the Uttar Pradesh, because they just kept mum and didn't take any action at the right moment. So this is what happens when you politicize the issues. In Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh, there is a big difference. When we conducted a REIT exam, our system told us that paper has been leaked. Nobody else told us. Government informed media and the people of Rajasthan and Astros that there is a leaked paper and we cancelled it. Nobody has to go agitating. In the UP, first they denied. Then we all know what happened. The youth and aspirants were on the roads. So that is why they have to cancel the paper. First, they denied. In Rajasthan, we told, we informed that this there has been a leak, paper has been leaked. So there is difference, you know, because we believe in transparency. And this is what we did. But in Uttar Pradesh, what happened, the youth had to go on, had to hit the roads, they had to take law into their hands. They were agitating. So this is a difference between government of
All right, let's get a response to that. And he is right, Kaushal Kant Mishra, because, you know, we were getting those visuals of students protesting, but there was no clarity. Did the paper leak out? They were alleging the paper has leaked out for 2-3 days. We were seeing these visuals of students protesting. And then, you know, the celebrations after the UP government finally cancelled the exam and said that there will be a re-exam. So, you know, why did the students have to go through all this tension and try to pressurize the government? And finally, you know, the government did listen and cancel the exam.
Listen. First of all, as soon as the information comes to government that there is a chances of leak, when the government find the true fact that yes, there is a chance, there is a leak, evidence suggesting the leak, and within last week it was the paper, and within 10 days has not been passed even. The paper is cancelled and decision has been taken. If we see in the Rajasthan, when the examination was done and when was the cancellation, probably the time was more than whatever is done in the UP. And in UP, last episode, last time paper leak, everybody has seen within 2 months, we did the re-examination and appointment has been done. So we are against anybody who is doing any type of corruption, and it is the biggest corruption of the future of the country for the students. So I assure that all the big fish, small fish, crocodiles, everybody will be behind the bar as soon as the evidence come and
Lakshya, in fact, Lakshya, aap bataiye, aapne, you know, shuruaat mein kaha tha, main congratulate karta hun students ko, unhone protest kiya aur exam cancel ho gaya aur re-exam hoga. Iske baare mein bataiye ki ye students ne pehle protest kiya kyunki wo government pe pressure banana chah rahe the. Iske baare mein bataiye hame.
देखिए मैम, राजस्थान में ऐसे ही आरपीएससी में सुधार को लेकर के और आरएएस परीक्षा में सुधार और उसको आगे बढ़ाने को लेकर एक आंदोलन हुआ था जो मैंने लीड किया था. तो मैं उस बात को अच्छे से समझता हूँ कि वो कितना बड़ा संघर्ष होता है. अपना मैं 50 दिन तक अपने घर नहीं जा पाया उसके संदर्भ में. पढ़ाई हम सब छात्रों की, हजारों छात्रों की बाधित हुई. मैं एक बात कहना चाहता हूँ, दोनों पार्टियों के स्पोक पर्सन यहाँ बैठे हुए हैं, कि आप लोग छात्रों के लिए राजनीति करना कब शुरू करेंगे? छात्रों पर क्यों राजनीति करें? जब कांग्रेस पार्टी ने के जो स्पोक पर्सन बैठे हैं उन्होंने कहा कि हमने हमारे खुद के सिस्टम ने हमको ये अपडेट किया कि पेपर लीक हुआ है, तो मैं कहता हूं कितनी बार आपको अपडेट किया? 20 बार पेपर लीक हुआ है आपके शासनकाल में राजस्थान के अंदर. मैं कहता हूं जब आप भारतीय जनता पार्टी के स्पोक पर्सन कह रहे हैं कि हमने एक्शन लिया तुरंत, 10 दिन के अंदर हमने एक्शन ले लिया, तो मैं कहता हूं कि अगर छात्रों को ये आंदोलन नहीं करना पड़ता उत्तर प्रदेश में, छात्रों को वहां जाकर नहीं बैठना पड़ता सड़क पर, अपनी लाइब्रेरी छोड़ करके सड़क पर वो लोग बैठे हैं, अपना जो माँ बाप उनके कमाते हैं बड़ी मेहनत से, उनको पैसा देते हैं कि वो वहां जाएं और कहीं अपना किराए पर कमरा ले, कोचिंग में एडमिशन ले, वहां जाकर पढ़ाई करें, वो सब छोड़कर वो सड़क पर बैठ के आंदोलन करते हैं, तो उनको जरूरत क्यों पड़ती है आंदोलन करने की? आप ऐसा मौका क्यों देते हैं उनको आंदोलन करने का? और मुझे इस बात का जवाब दीजिए कि अगर आंदोलन छात्र नहीं करते तो क्या 10 दिन में उत्तर प्रदेश सरकार इस पेपर को आगे कर देती, कैंसिल कर देती? क्या लोकसभा चुनाव अगर,
हाँ दोस्त देखिए, आपने बिल्कुल सही कहा कि स्टूडेंट में मैं भी रहा हूं और कुछ वर्षों पहले तक मैं भी स्टूडेंट राजनीति में ही था और स्टूडेंट के लिए ही करता था. तो स्टूडेंट में जब हम लोग होते हैं तो कोई भी क्राइसिस होती है तो इमीडिएटली हम एक्शन की डिमांड करते हैं और वो होना भी चाहिए. एक यूथ को ऐसा ही होना चाहिए और आप यूथ लीडर हैं, हम आपका सम्मान करते हैं. अब जहां तक रही एक्शन की बात, आपका सवाल यह है कि क्या अगर एजिटेशन नहीं होता तो एक्शन नहीं होता? बिल्कुल, जैसे ही हमें कोई ऐसे साक्ष्य मिलते कि हाँ गड़बड़ी हुई है और इस तरीके का पेपर लीक हुआ है और हमारे पास एविडेंसेस आते तो इमीडिएटली पेपर कैंसिल किया जाता और नेक्स्ट डेट दी जाती। आपके एजिटेशन का सिर्फ ये फायदा हुआ कि ये एक्शन त्वरित हुआ और हम इस तरह के किसी भी पॉजिटिव एजिटेशन ऑन लोकतांत्रिक जो भी मेथड है उसे जो भी किया जा सकता है उन सब का स्वागत करते हैं। लोकतंत्र में जितनी जितनी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी सरकार की उतनी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी जनता की, और यूथ तो यूथ, हमारा देश दुनिया का सबसे बड़ा यूथ कंट्री है इस वक्त, अगर यूथ इस देश की सरकार को गाइड नहीं करेगा तो सरकार चलेगी कैसे? हमारे देश को, हमारे नेताओं को, हमारी अपनी सरकार को, किसी भी देश की सरकार को।
It sounds great over here, but again, you know, as Lakshya said, as I said at the start, this is not, you know, to do with one party or another party. This is a cross-party line. We've seen with different state governments. And Vikram Singh, this also is an issue, you know, another aspect of this is the unemployment in the country. Millions want these government jobs because they know it's a secure job. But, you know, and in the private, you know, in the private industry, they're not finding so many jobs. And that's another issue a separate facet of this entire crisis.
Very true, Gargi. On one hand, you have large scale and a scary situation of unemployment. And on the other hand, there are huge number of vacancies in the police department impacting the crime and the law and order situation. This is just not an issue where there should be allegations and counter allegations, but there should be unanimity of thought. Number one, that the mafia should be identified and the existing laws are such that under the National Security Act and the Gangsters Act, they can be given a death blow. And not only the mafia, but also those who have a support system of the senior officers or the political leadership, whoever be that, the politicians, the officers, all should be taken to task. The bigger, the better. And everybody should be accountable because the human tragedy was best avoided. And now I would say that Lakshya cannot be faulted for raising and flagging the issues of the students, because what he has done is perhaps the deep-seated anguish that he and every countryman today is suffering from. But yes, the swift action taken by the UP government is wonderful. But I would say in the next 72 hours, Dr. Mishra, I would expect action under the National Security Act, the UP Gangsters Act, and also attachment of property. All the students and lakhs are looking upon you for redressal of their grievance. They have been wronged. And the only way to assuage their feelings is to have a transparent, fail-proof and foolproof examination, Dr. Mishra, and also punish the guilty, whether they are IPS officers, they are IAS officers, they are political people, as you have promised. I would expect Gargi to take up the show once again after 4 days.
Definitely. This is an issue we will continue to track right here, because, you know, it's just heartbreaking to see the kind of, and as you said, we don't want to see any of the youth, you know, getting so disappointed and so disheartened that they lose their lives. Lakshya, final word to you. Aapka message kya, aap kya kehna chahenge?
मैं तो मैं मैसेज क्या दूं, मैं एक निवेदन करना चाहता हूं जो बीजेपी के स्पोक पर्सन भी यहां पर बैठे हुए हैं। मैं ये कहना चाहता हूं कि सर 50 दिन तक हमने खुद ने आंदोलन किया था, तो हमें पता है कि आज आप कह रहे हैं कि 10 दिन में उत्तर प्रदेश सरकार ने फैसला लिया, डिसीजन लिया, लेकिन हमें 50 दिन लगे थे। और अभी राजस्थान में बहुत सारे मेरे युवा साथी हैं जो सीईटी परीक्षा में सुधार के लिए आंदोलन कर रहे थे, लेकिन उन पर कोई सुनवाई नहीं हुई। और सीईटी तो साल में दो बार परीक्षा हो जाती है, तो अभी कुछ 6-7 महीने 8 महीने बाद दोबारा से परीक्षा होने वाली है सीईटी की। तो अब उन छात्रों की जो मांगे हैं सीईटी परीक्षा में सुधार को लेकर, उन पर क्या कार्रवाई करने वाले हैं? जूनियर अकाउंटेंट परीक्षा को लेकर छात्र आंदोलन कर रहे हैं, उनकी मांगे हैं, तो उन पर क्या करने वाले हैं? या उनके लिए भी हमको सड़क पर दोबारा से अपना घर छोड़ करके करना पड़ेगा, या नया आंदोलन खड़ा करना पड़ेगा, या आपके एक्सपर्ट्स की कोई टीम काम कर रही है जो इस विषय पर काम करेगी? दूसरा, मैं पेपर लीक
Right, Lakshya, I'm completely out of time. I'm so sorry to interrupt you there, but the sentiment, you know, is there, and hopefully Dr. Kaushal Kant Mishra, the issues that he's raising will be looked into, because we cannot have this happening again and again. Students, you know, losing precious years just preparing for these exams which simply get cancelled because of paper leak. Thank you so much all for joining us on this program, and we'll continue to track this issue very, very closely. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.